May I speak in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. It's always a strange period between Christmas and Epiphany, and we hear about the wise men having returned and come to visit the child Jesus before we've actually celebrated the wise men arriving, which we will celebrate at Epiphany next Sunday. So we're a bit out of kilter. I also failed to read the collect and pray the collect that was in your pew leaflet, which is about the flight into Egypt and the Holy Innocents, the murdering of children, which is just an awful thing. But it is the theme set for today. However, in the service, in the altar service booklet, we had the first Sunday of Christmas. So there we go. We've got a plethora of themes and ideas rolling around. But the text that really spoke to me as I was reading the readings for this Sunday was from Isaiah. He lifted them up and carried them all the days of old. During the Christmas season, we hear so much of Mary carrying Jesus, first within her womb, then held within her arms and cradled in the makeshift roughness of a manger. Until they can walk, children have to be carried. And then even when they can walk, little legs tire easily. And many a family walk, and maybe you've experienced this over the last few days, end up with the smaller children being piggybacked or carried. Whilst I was on holiday this year, I saw a painting of Joseph holding the infant Christ, not a newborn, but a robust two-year-old, with a fine head of blonde hair. I've tried to trace the painter, the artist, to no avail. There are far fewer paintings of Joseph cradling Jesus or carrying him. And yet, as I read through the readings for today, I was reminded of this picture. As I say, when I took a quick snap of it on my phone, I forgot to include the details of the painting. But so be it. As I read those words of Isaiah and pictured God carrying his people with strength and yet with tenderness, so I also pictured Joseph carrying Jesus. So we have God carrying his people and Joseph, who must, with Mary, carry the infant Jesus to safety in Egypt, away from the fearful, murderous, tyrannical Herod. Only a few days ago, at Christmas, the story of our faith focused in on the intimacy of a stable, a mother, a father, a child, as well as some shepherds, seemingly at the heart a nuclear family. But already their security is threatened, and the dangerous world around reaches into the safety of that small family. And somehow it's offensive that so soon after the joy of Christmas, we're forced to face the darkness of a world which endangers children, which insists that we confront a world where refugees seek sanctuary and victims of war seek peace, where those who face illness and uncertainty seek healing and hope. These are the people who continue to need carrying, those needing to be carried to safety, those needing to be held through distress and disaster, through grief and despair, those whose faith feels tired and difficult, and those who are just exhausted by caring. Those are the times when God's people need carrying. Maybe we need to acknowledge the times when we too need carrying. The Holy Family could not stay in the safety of Bethlehem. It was to become unsafe. They couldn't relish the cocoon of a newborn. They and their child, albeit older by now, had to begin to face the world, just as human children must. And they had to flee for safety, finding refuge in Egypt. Just as we can't stay, sadly, in the nostalgia and coziness of Christmas, because we also have to turn our faces back towards the world, where there is darkness as well as light, a world which isn't always comfortable, where there is injustice and violence. We will, fairly soon, have to go back into the world of work and school and commitments, and sometimes stress and tiredness. But we do not go on our own. For the whole point of Christmas is that Jesus has come to journey with us, to share both the best and the worst. He doesn't remain remote from us, but comes alongside us, goes ahead of us, will carry us when we're in need. In his love and pity, he redeemed them. He lifted them up and carried them all the days of old and into the future. To digress a little, for many years I've sung a choir carol called The Shepherd's Farewell. It's written by the composer Berlioz. It's from an oratorio called The Infancy of Christ. And this particular chorus, I'm ashamed to say I've only just really realised, is set imagining the flight into Egypt at an earlier date, as the shepherds, witnessing the departure of the Holy Family to Egypt, wave them farewell. It's an imaginative work, and it's probably a bit fanciful, for the flight into Egypt is most likely to be set a year or so after the birth of Jesus, and not as a newborn. Which takes me back to that picture I saw on holiday, where Joseph carrying a very hefty toddler is much more likely. But the shepherds sing these words. Blessed are ye beyond all measure, happy father, mother mild. Guard ye well your heavenly treasure, the Prince of Peace, the Holy Child. God go with you, God protect you, guide you safely through the wild. And it seems appropriate, as we face the ending of 2025 and the beginning of a new year, that God does indeed promise to go with us as well, to protect us and guide us. But we're asked to share that task, to be like Joseph and Mary, willing to guard the treasure that is Christ within us and alongside us, to guard and protect the treasure found in the children around us, the holy innocence of our own time and place. Whatever we face in the new year, God is beside us, and when we need him to, he will carry us, and he will carry all who need his strength and his support, and carry our world in all its beauty and brokenness. And so must we carry the treasure of faith, to carry God's loving presence not just for ourselves, but for all the people we meet, into all the places we go, to protect it, guard it, and hand it on to others. We share in God's work of carrying as we carry others in our prayers, and through our loving support and friendship. So maybe we might consider, as we come to the end of this year, who are the people we are carrying in our hearts and in prayer? What are the world situations that we carry in our prayers? To be carried and to carry others is at the heart of our relationship with God and with each other, part of that ever-flowing love which comes from God to us and returns to God in our worship and prayer. The wonder of Christmas is just this, that God did not remain remote from us, didn't just send a messenger or an angel, but came himself, came to carry us and all the world in his loving arms. Amen.